Many people associate Native American tribes from the plains with a teepee. That may be an accurate description, but it depends much on the tribe, location, time period, and other factors. A trip to this place, though, will allow you to see an original such structure, and it's quite a sight to see. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Step inside the Valley County Pioneer Museum in Glasgow, Montana, and the first thing you'll probably see is a large and colorful artifact from this area.
The teepee came from the Assiniboine tribe, and it was Joshua Wetsit's family's teepee.
Lita Godwin shares the story of that teepee and much more here at the museum.
It was one of the few left, and it's made from elk skin. I believe it's about 24 skins are what made it up. It's all hand-sewn. It's a pretty amazing piece.
The colors are quite striking, and it's interesting to take a closer look and learn more.
There's lots of symbols on there. They all have a meaning, of course, and we have the teepee set up as they would in their tribe.
The teepee is just the largest of what is a large and rare collection housed here from the Assiniboine tribe.
There are a few interesting pieces besides the teepee. There's the war bonnets, and they just don't do that kind of beading anymore.
Joshua Wetsit once owned the teepee on display here. One interesting exhibit is a feature on his life, a man who lived in a time of change, as seen by the clothing he wore.
He was considered a man of two cultures. He would have his Native American regalia that he would wear, and then when he was in the white man's world, he would wear his Tony Lama boots and his cowboy hat, so he'd fit in wherever he went.
The Native American collection here is a draw for many, but it's just part of the collection. And I'll have another unique piece of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Glasgow, Montana, I'm Andrew McRae.